Hello, we're the Sticky Bun Boys. I'm Michael.
And I'm Not. Welcome back to the podcast.
It is all change here as we're kicking off our deep dive into our new obsession, The Traitors.
Ooh, we do love to go deep, don't we?
Speak for yourself. I am famously shallow. Anyway, we better hit the ground running as we've got a special guest who's just sat there quietly pretending not to be there.
Yes, let's get these ads over with first, quickly.
Do you mean the messages from our loyal company supporters?
I would mean that if we'd seen a penny of the money.
Now is not the time for bitterness. Let's get cracking.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, let's not drag it out too much longer. Our very special guest is a winner of the Traitors UK season. I'm surrounded by winners, actually, today. I hadn't realised that. That's quite depressing, isn't it? Fuck my drag. We have Hannah Bitchkovsky here. Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Apart from feeling quite mediocre, I'm doing all right. Well, Hannah wants some money, David. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, oh, I got a cake stand. Jealous? Jealous, Hannah?
Shit, yeah, you don't win any money, do you?
No, we don't. And we were always told it was because it's like British and things. It's like, you were on a British show on the BBC.
Yeah.
The BBC?
I heard that like no one ever got any money. And then I was like, aren't we just like competing for 120 grand now?
Yeah. Did you really get it? Did you actually get the money?
Yeah, we got it, yeah.
What have you bought?
Well, oh, it's so boring because I had like 6 months left on my contract in the house. Everyone's settling. This is going to be exciting.
Did you buy anything fun?
No. I mean, I think I bought some like trainers and that was kind of it. I bought a car.
A car's fairly fun.
It doesn't feel very fun because it's driving to gigs.
Because you're a comedian.
You know what, though? I did find it quite funny on your series because the amount of people that were like, okay, I am going to buy a cheerleading studio and retire and take 30 people to Disneyland. It's like, how much money do you think you're getting from
that? I know. Claudia said on the radio when someone was like, I was going to put a deposit down on a house. And she was like, are you a fucking mouse? Like, what fucking place are you going to put a deposit down? $3,000.
It's the elves and the shoemaker.
But I was kind of thinking it when people were saying it. I was like, yeah, 100%. I was like, $30,000 isn't going to get you a deposit. It's not enough money to be like, right, I'm off to Morocco. I'm on a yacht for the rest of my life.
Yeah, sure. But you could have gone for like a 2 week Morocco run.
Yeah, and then that would be it.
Whereas you paid your gas bill.
I paid my gas bill. Yeah.
But also for you, unlike some of the other contestants, this is great for your profile. This is good for your job. So it's not, I mean, you got the money and you won the kind of career bit.
Exactly. And if I was working, if I was in a job that I'd enjoyed, and if I was just doing it for the experience, sure, and potentially won a few quid, I might have splurged it on something. But the opportunity was just too good to be like,
I just was there for the experience, and even that, I cried for half of it. So that's good, isn't it? That's good. So for people who don't know what The Traitors is, how would you describe it in like, let's give it like a sentence.
A traumatic Cluedo.
Cluedo. Who would you be? I'd quite like to be Colonel Mustard just because of like the colour.
The shouty one, I imagine. The aggressive one.
I'll be Professor Plums.
Of course you would. Pert is in a word. In a word, pert. So basically the concept is if you played Mafia, if you played Werewolves, if you played Blink fucking Murder, it's basically there's a group of players, there's three traitors in the players, but only the traitors know who they are. Everyone else is a faithful. Every night, the traitors decide to murder somebody who's eliminated. They don't actually kill them. It's not the Hunger Games. And then in the daytime, the faithfuls all get to decide to banish somebody. Is that right?
Yeah, perfect.
That's fairly straightforward.
Yes, and the traitors pretend they're faithful in the daytime as well.
Yes.
They're part of the banishment.
And there's three both in the UK series and the US series. When you were filming, did you know it was three?
No, we had no idea.
Sure.
We literally didn't know how many there were. So it could have been like, at some point, it's just one. Like, is there only one
person? So I did my own Game of Traitors at work recently, and I was Claudia, obviously.
Yeah.
And I knew in the building who all the traitors were, and there was like a running theory that there weren't any traitors, and I was just deciding each day who I was going to get rid of, which I kind of love as a concept.
Yeah, that's good. I think we'd said that it would be really good is if no one was a traitor and we all just ran around.
Brilliant, like Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah, and Claudia was just like, oh, you can go. I'm bored of you. Now you can leave.
So Claudia was the UK's host, Claudia Winkleman, who is an absolute icon. But the US one has Alan Cumming.
Yeah.
You quite like Alan on this series.
I really like him on this, yeah.
What did you think of Alan when you were watching it?
Do you know what? I'd like to see a bit. The outfits are absolutely amazing. They're astonishing.
So good.
He looks amazing. I think I want a bit more from him. He's on the cusp of like really getting you, but yeah. I don't know. He's missing something for me. Maybe it's because you don't see as much of him, but
sure.
Maybe a bit more humour.
I'm looking for like a bit more warmth. Like with Claudia, there was sometimes like a little like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
Whereas with Alan, it's like, you're going to die.
Yeah. It does feel a bit scripted with Alan at the moment. It felt like Claudia was part of your kind of group. Mm. I mean, she actually helped you on the tasks sometimes. Whereas, Alan feels a little bit more like, oh, I'm presenting this. But maybe it has been one episode, guys.
That's true. Yeah.
And he looks high
amazing.
Camp.
Those outfits are wonderful.
And having a Scottish accent of a presenter in the Scottish castle. The castle is amazing.
He's yet to say there's been a murder, which I'm looking for.
Yeah, but he says dollars really weird.
He sounds like Moira Rose.
He's like,
from
dollars! $100,000! Why are you saying dollars in that really weird way? It's bothering. Oh, I was watching it with my boyfriend and he was just like, why are you so focused on this? And I was like, because I can't get past it. I need to know why he's saying dollars in like a Southern American voice.
It's very Moira Rose. Yeah, Every so often he'll just say something and I'm just like, that's not how any human talks.
No.
It's very strange. So was it weird watching the people running around your castle?
Yeah, I was like, you're in my seat. Fuck off.
You're doing my slow motion walk down the corridors.
Yeah, it was weird. It was really weird watching them do it because you're kind of expecting any of your cast to like pop up and say things. So it is weird. It's weird watching them do the challenges as well. Obviously knowing exactly what it feels like to have done them. But yeah, it's really strange.
We felt like watching Bake Off for the second series. We were like, these people are, like, that's my bench. And what are you doing with this?
And knowing
how it works as well, it kind of shifts your perspective on it slightly. Like you do watch it a bit more cynically, I suppose.
Yeah.
Do you guys have anyone, because obviously you get introduced to them, there's a lot of them. Do you guys have anyone that is like stand out straight away that you liked or that you didn't like?
So the cast for this series is a mixture of celebrities, in air quotes, and contestants, like civvies, because the UK one was just all civilians. But this one, you have like people from Selling Sunset and people from, well, not Selling Sunset, but that ilk.
Is that what Reza's from?
He's from Shahs of
is
Sunset.
That the same thing? Same
I,
idea.
Honestly, I don't know who any of these people are. Sorry to these people.
I loved Kate and Brandy from their previous TV shows.
Yeah, so going into it, I immediately warmed to Brandy just because she has that air of superiority which gay men love.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it might be different. Our US listeners will be able to tell us, because I didn't know, I mean, you knew a couple, Hannah, but I didn't know any of these celebrities.
I really like Kate.
Kate's
really fun. She's from Below Deck. Like, you could fall asleep on her lips.
She's
really calm. And I also, Cody.
Trade of the season,
I
Cody.
Ride him into the sunset.
Hang on, is that the traitor?
Yes.
Was he on another reality show?
Apparently he was Big Brother.
All Stars Big Brother. Yeah. He won All Stars Big Brother. So he must be huge in America.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
I think
he's our island.
I do think of Cody as being huge. Do you?
Yeah, definitely.
I also love Rachel, who is also from Big Brother and dresses like a cross between like a Victorian ghost.
Oh,
and
yes.
Like a character from The Clockwork Orange. Like, she's always wearing like black gloves and a beret.
Yeah, she's quite fun.
Christian. Oh, there was an intake of breath over there from Hannah.
Do you know what's funny is when we came out of the first episode, when we came out of our season, everybody was like, it's so obvious who it is. How can't you tell? And I was like, you know what? Why don't you all shove it right up your ass? Because it's not the same when you're in there. It's really, really different. I'm sat next to Wilfred. I can't look him in the eye. I'm looking away from him. We don't know. It's not as easy. And as soon as I saw Christian, I was like, oh, it's so obviously him. Why don't you see? And I was like, Hannah, no, you know how this is.
After watching, because Michael and I were obsessed with the UK one, and there's times where you're thinking, like, how do people not see this? But in general, I kind of was always in it with the UK one. The US one, straight away, I think it's pretty clear it's Christian.
I think
But also,
it
Christian
is.
isn't like he's playing to the cameras as well.
But you know what? And this is what I kind of realised about halfway through the UK one. I was like, why am I looking for traitors? What is the point of me doing it?
Right.
Why don't I just leave it up to everyone else? And I just sit back and go, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because then you're not a threat to the traitors. Mm. Because everyone's like, I know who it is. And immediately they're like, gone, bye.
Yeah.
I think Faye in our series was like, I'm doing this, I know, I think I've got... And then the next day she was murdered, and it was like, oh my God.
Right, yeah.
Like...
But your series was different. So this year's traitors in the US one is Cody with the arms. And Siri.
Cody's the one with the curly hair, isn't it? Sorry, no, Christian's the one with the curly, hair.
So yeah. Christian with the curly hair, Cody and...
Siri.
That's it, yeah.
They all have very different personalities with it, but their scheming and plotting, it seems, as we'll get to it probably next week, but their scheming and plotting seems to be based more on just seeding chaos rather than getting out threats.
Yeah, I think because it's so early on, they're probably... I think that's how I would have played it. Just go in and take out the biggest characters.
Yeah.
And then let everyone run around like headless chickens. Because they're either going to get rid of Reza, Kate or Brandy.
Yeah.
And that's
how
it's been left on the cliffhanger.
It feels a bit like a wrong decision to me, personally. Like, because the big people who have big personalities are the ones who are most likely to be accused of being traitors, therefore keep them in.
That's true.
Yeah.
It is true.
I also loved Rachel saying, like, I know immediately that Cody is a traitor, and then held her magnifying glass up to her ear. No, that's not how they work, darling. Are you stupid?
I like the fact that Reza, thinking he's the most brilliant realtor, whatever, walked in and said, these flaws are not original flaws.
I know.
Yeah, go figure.
They've literally got the IKEA stamp on the other side.
That's one thing about the castle. Like, the propping of the castle is quite funny because it's the most stunning building and there's all these brilliant bits. Then the rest of it looks quite plasticky and
he's
like,
walking around like,
flowers.
These cameras aren't original.
Yeah.
These weren't here to start with. So the task itself, I mean, I would try and describe it to people who haven't watched it, but the task for me, I couldn't work out what was going on.
So for people who haven't seen it, the task is, we found out who the traitors are, then they all do a task together.
To raise money.
To raise money.
And the traitors don't know who the other traitors are at this point, are
No.
they?
Yes. Yeah.
So some of them had to like find some ropes from buckets, tie them together and put them into a line. And someone else had to get into a boat and row into the middle of a loch where there was a man with a beard holding a flaming torch. They had to catch the torch that was on fire, bring the torch back, light the bits of rope, which would then illuminate like this weird rabbit man and make him burn on fire. Like, there was so much going on, and then you had like Alan being like, the green boat is ahead, and like weird things like in a strange odd Scottish American accent. I didn't know what was happening when you were doing this challenge, because they were the same challenges. Did you know what was happening?
Yeah,
right,
just about. Well, because you've got the land team and the water team, so I was like, I don't know what the water team is doing, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
As long as I'm just focused on what I'm doing.
Yeah,
yeah, we just had to find bits of rope, put them in the flammable stuff, and then tie them all together and set fire. So
it was just a bit, I mean I loved other challenges from the UK series, and I'm sure they're coming up in the US one, but for me this one I was like, there's already so many people that I don't know. They're all running around screaming at each other, being very American. There was a lot going on for me.
I think things with this many contestants, it's kind of like, in the nice, not to, there's no nice way of saying it, but like a few of those people in the next couple of episodes are going to be really relevant. Like,
right.
They're not going to be there anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of hard to get... I mean, I remember that was what I was scared of, being like, if I go out in the first couple of episodes, I may as well have not done it. Because, like, the no one's going to have a clue who you are, what you're doing or anything like that. So I think it's kind of like you just have to get past that until you get to a certain number where you do know everybody. Because I can't remember anyone's name in this US one at all.
How did you go about kind of forming alliances or friendships, or were you just like, let's just go with the flow?
Immediately I was kind of friends, I kind of like Wilf.
Yeah.
I gravitated to Wilf and a few other people. But I was very aware that like anyone could be a traitor, and the best thing you can do is to make friends with them so that they kind of maybe want you there.
Yeah. Were you a bit gutted that you weren't one?
I was devastated. I was like, I want to be a traitor so bad, and if you don't, I'm going to lose my mind. And then Claudia didn't tap me on the shoulder, and I was like, oh, no.
I mean, it worked out. You managed to pay off all those bills.
Well, exactly. Yeah, it's been great, actually. Eon have really had a great time for my winnings. But you have no control over whether or not you go. At least if you get banished at the round table, you've got a chance to defend yourself. If you get murdered in the middle of the night, it's like,
bit embarrassing, isn't it? Bit
also, it gives you permission to be a baddie, which everybody wants to do.
Yeah,
like if you've got permission to lie and cheat,
But I think I'd have a breakdown. Fun. You'd be fine at this. David would be absolutely fine. I would have an absolute breakdown in the first week and have to go home.
But the thing is, it's not just the traitors that are lying and cheating, because everyone seems to be lying, because there's people got certain jobs that they think is going to make them a wonderful traitor hunter. So therefore they keep that secret from everyone else. So everyone is kind of lying at
Yeah, what's your
levels.
Thoughts on that? Because you've got that this series, somebody who's a kindergarten teacher. No, somebody who's not a kindergarten teacher, that she works in PR and she's like, I'm not going to tell anyone. I'm going to pretend I'm a teacher instead. Do you think that's worth it?
No.
Well, like, especially if you're not, I mean, she works in PR. She's not a bounty hunter.
Like, it's yeah, not exactly. Yeah,
I need to deflect.
No, sure. That's a really good point, actually.
You get it, David. Right. Yeah. Based on the first episode and the names that you can remember, who do you think is going to make it to the final?
I think I can't remember her name. But
just
the
describe
woman,
them.
The woman traitor.
Siri.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got this, like, she's so under the radar at the minute. And she's always thinking, she looks really clever. Christian looks like a puppy dog, and I don't think he's going to last very long, to be honest.
I reckon Cody could make it.
Yeah, maybe, actually.
Because he's fit.
It's not going to be... I don't think Cody will. I think Christian, if he started taking some Ritalin, might get past week 4.
Yeah.
And there's a few of them who are a bit overexcitable, because it will calm down, but I think you're both right. I think Siri is very good.
So she's our one to watch.
I think either Kate or Brandy, because they're very, very similar people. One of them is going to go and one of them is going to get to the
end.
Yeah. I think they're going to get rid of one of them and everyone's going to be like, oh, okay, it's not them, so it's not going to be them either. So, do you know what I mean? Either they're going to get murdered or they're going to get voted out. But I think there's one of them's going to stay and one of them's
going
to
get rid of. Excellent news for the gays. Ooh, it does feel good to be talking about something other than baking for once.
Well, you're going to hate this bit then, because we're going to bring our weekly taste test to life.
Consider my interest piqued. Do go on.
I like how you're pretending you don't know what's happening, even though you wrote the script.
David, please preserve the mystery.
Okay, whatever. So, we asked Hannah what her least favourite foods were, and she said she couldn't stand Biscoff or avocado.
So basically, she hates millennials.
So I'm going to see if I can sway her by putting her taste to the test with my very own special chocolate cheesecake containing a very special ingredient.
I'll get a bucket ready. We'll see you in a few.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, it's us interrupting us to promote us. If you'd like to support us, you can join our Patreon.
It's called our OnlyFans and you will get this.
Okay, I'll see you never then.
You don't exist then.
Like, goodbye forever.
And a bit of this. Devin and Cornwall argue about where to put the cream.
Mm.
And a bit of that.
I don't want any part of me to be needed. Hey, what about this? This sounds like quite concerning. Do the police know about this?
Well, there's a statute of limitations.
It's Whitby. It's Whitby. Yeah, we don't actually know what's being put in there. Hopefully it was all really good stuff and now you want to join us. How much does it cost, David?
It costs about the same price as a cup of coffee each month.
Just have one less coffee and have loads of extra content over at patreon.com/stickybunboys.
Mm.
Ah.
So, my special chocolate cheesecake. And, dig in, guys.
For listeners of previous episodes, it's not that kind of chocolate.
That sounded very saucy when you said that.
It's special not, chocolate.
It isn't very saucy, though. It's quite... Michael just says it holds together quite well.
Oh, it's right, Hannah's put it in her mouth. Oh. What do you think the secret ingredient is?
It's something green, isn't it? That is delicious. Is it avocados?
Yes, it is avocados.
That is really, really, really lovely, to be honest.
But is that just because you can't taste the avocado?
I can. Do you know, it tastes more like cucumber.
Do you know what? I am not with you in the sense that I love avocados. Guacamole. Oh, what was it? Guacamole.
Guacamole.
And just an avocado. I don't like when people make this. Basically, it's got that chocolate avocado mousse on top.
I like that.
I think it's quite nice.
I would rather just have the chocolate cheesecakey bit because there is chocolate cheese. This is not just chocolate avocado mousse we're making Hannah taste. There is chocolate cheesecake as well.
I actually prefer that, I think.
So it's got like a biscuit base, it's got a chocolate cheesecake section, then it's got a chocolate avocado mousse on top, which actually tastes a bit like a ganache, to be honest. But you are right, it's got a bit of a greenery aftertaste. It's almost like you can taste the rind of it, even though the rind isn't in it.
Because I don't like anything that's like insanely sweet.
Sure. Oh, this is dark chocolate. A lot of dark chocolate and some malt extract.
This is really good.
Malt extract, classic David.
That's why I don't like Biscoff either, because it's way too much.
But have you been convinced
really nice.
That avocado can be edible?
It can be edible,
Wait, this was me. I was going to go to jail.
You were going to go to jail. This was a taste test for you. Did you not realise what was happening?
No.
We made the format up about 3 months ago.
Yeah, but it didn't hit me.
We've been doing it every week.
But I am not in jail. This is good. I survived.
That's delicious.
So it won. Yeah. And if you're lucky enough to be one of our Patreons over on our Patreon, you can get the recipe. Ooh, seamless plug. Isn't that nice? Have you written the recipe for this, David? Or did
yes,
you just
I
make
have,
it up?
Yeah. No, I did write it as I was going. Now we're going to move into the inbox. And Hannah, can you delve in for us?
Yes.
Stick your hand in, give it a little rummage.
Yeah, this one actually isn't from the inbox. This was from Instagram, this first one.
Oh, okay. While the UK traitors eliminated threats, the US traitors murder to create chaos. Why do you think that is?
Because they're American.
I did notice that, because for the UK one, they didn't talk about murder, did they? At any point?
Not really, no. And like, it seems to be on everyone's mind a lot more, whereas the UK ones, everyone seemed to be a bit more like, does anyone like me? Whereas in the US, they're like, who can I kill?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I also don't think that they know enough about each other to know who's a threat, yes.
Mm. Maybe so, that's why they went for those top three to kind of be, maybe we'll murder these people, because everyone knows who they are.
Also, if you create as much chaos as possible, you're going to see then who's a threat. You can look at it all and be like, okay, you're losing your mind.
Right.
You can stay.
Oh, so they're not stupid.
No, I don't think. No, I don't. I don't know. I think.
See, my default is always that people are stupid,
and they've got to prove me wrong. Because they don't know what they're doing.
I would have been more like the UK ones, though. I would have been working out who everyone else thought might be a traitor and not murdering them.
Yeah.
Whereas I think the US ones haven't done that, and I think that's not the wisest.
Yeah, I think that's going to come back and bite them in the arse if they're lucky.
If they're lucky.
This is from Alison with a Y. Hi guys, been here since the beginning. My question is about life after the show ends, and it's relevant for the Traitors too. Obviously, following Bakers for many seasons, I see that people genuinely become friends and meet up all the time afterwards. But I always see the people being kicked off in week one or two along with them, and I think, how can that be? You literally only knew these people for a few days of your life, so what's the deal with that? What's life like after?
I mean, you guys are all really... Didn't you all go on holiday together?
Yeah, me and Wilf and Claire and Meryl and partners all went to Bath this weekend.
Oh, very actually. Cute.
I know,
very
adorable. Nice. Spent the weekend in the hot tub trying to drown Meryl because she was winding me up. she kept splashing me and I was like, splash me, you get dunked. So I was just like, I think for the traitors, and I don't know whether it's the same for you, because you can't have any contact with anybody else. You can't have any contact with your family. You're taken away from your comfort zone.
Right.
So when you meet people, you kind of immediately crave that bond more.
Can I ask a question? How long did you have between the episodes? Because you're like living
it's
in the same place.
It's literally as you see it on the TV.
Day by day by
oh,
day.
Oh, so it really is the next day. There's not like a break from setting things up.
No.
Oh, wow. So it's quick.
It's literally as it's seen. So, but I think it's just that we were always like touching and kind of like hugging, and because you needed that, I don't know, maybe that grounding, that like confirmation that it's not all gone mad. You are actually still
it's
who you are.
It's quite different for us because we have gaps, don't we? We filmed at the weekend and had gaps in the middles of the week. So it's even more strange perhaps then that we stayed in touch with the people from the earlier weeks, if that makes
sense. And I suppose you guys were allowed to like socialise outside of filming hours. Whereas if we weren't filming, we weren't together because it was the game.
Yeah.
So we had to be on our own. And then, yeah, I think that's why we're all quite trauma bonding.
Do you know what? I do actually agree with this writer. I think it's quite strange because, like, with Bake Off, if someone goes in week one, you've only met them for a couple of days.
Literally for 2 days.
And then other people, as the show goes on, with for us, for example, Michael and I, we saw each other outside of even just the filming. Mm. Whereas for the first people, you don't see them very often. So I think it's sometimes just that connection. It's just whether you happen to connect with them. Because there's some series you see where the people from week one, they're never seen again on people's Instagrams.
No, that's true. Do you want to name some names there, David? Or?
No, I can't think. I can't remember them. That's the thing. Whereas some people from week ones, I do remember. But if I don't remember anyone, probably means that... And actually, Dan from our year, he kind of cut himself off. He didn't.
I think he found it quite hard after the series because he perhaps wanted to go further than he did. And so he saw other people kind of doing quite well. And it was quite hard to kind of look back on. But the people from earlier in your series, I think, still seem to be part of the group.
Yeah, I think a few people just struggled with the whole thing, really. I mean... Like, there's a few people that kind of struggle with the whole concept and the lying and the cheating and the...
Yeah.
I was like, it's a game, and you know...
You were like, I love lying, I love cheating.
It so much, it's my favourite thing.
What was our next letter?
Anon. So, I'm a girl, and years ago I was at my date's apartment for the second or third time, and I got that terrible feeling you get right before having diarrhoea. I've always been incredibly uncomfortable pooping when other people are around. I was sitting on his couch feeling absolutely terrible, needing to go get the lava out. Oh, my God.
Lava?
Oh, my God, I feel ill, but felt paralysed and embarrassed. What happened next has haunted me to this day. Oh. I fully shat my pants. Right there.
She trusted the fart.
On the couch and it's diarrhoea, that's going to be wet.
Yeah, that's worse than using his toilet, isn't it? It was awful and wet. Oh, God. Lucky for me, we planned to go to a park that afternoon and I had extra clothes. I told him I wanted to have a shower, which was so random and I have never done at his place before. But what choice did I have?
Wait, so he didn't smell it at this point?
I know.
What's going on?
So she's sat on a sofa and then gone for a shower.
And now she's like, I'm going to go and have a shower now.
She's got a spare change of clothes in her bag.
Yeah. I washed the shit off me.
Such a poetic phrase.
Yeah, beautiful. And my shorts, shoved the sopping wet shorts into my bag and put on my leggings. Then we went to the park and I got the horrible feeling again. This time I knew my limits. You'd fucking hope so, wouldn't you? So I told him I needed to pee really bad and to go ahead on the trail. I went into the woods by the trail and let it all out. It's really hard wiping your ass clean from diarrhea with crunchy fall leaves. But that's what I did. He never found out. We've been married for 5 years.
Oh, bury the lead.
Does this qualify me for the Soggy Bottom Club? I think you are the Soggy Bottom Club. The Soggy Bottom Club is you.
If I've shat myself on someone's sofa, I'm going home.
Yeah, of course.
Not going for a walk around the park.
I think you probably need to take a long, hard look at yourself. Because if you think... I mean, I also think it's... Do you have problems pooing at other people's houses?
I don't poo anywhere. I don't poo in public, actually. Just in my own home.
I can't become uncomfortable for anyone. I will go anywhere. I will on your sofa.
Please don't do that.
Last podcast record, I pooed in Michael's toilet.
Not during, to be clear. It was after.
We did the podcast record in the toilet.
I sat on the floor next to David.
The thing about this one was, at the end where she said... I got away with it until she said we'd been married for 5 years. I was like, no, you didn't, love. No. There's no way that no one didn't smell that unless this person, her husband, has no sense of smell. Diarrhea stinks.
Not all diarrhea. Have you ever trusted a fart, either of you, and it's gone wrong?
No.
I don't think I have either.
I can't think about it, but that'll be a tiny bit. This person...
A tiny bit?
Yeah, you still wouldn't
David
do
that. Just quickly, his whole body little vibrated as he kind of tested his anus there.
Yeah. But you wouldn't be the same as like fully diarrhea. Maybe the first one she didn't fully diarrhea herself as well because it would have gone through to the sofa.
Depends how wet.
Very. She said it was wet.
She did say it was, the word wet is giving me horrible like connotations now.
Yeah.
Just go to the toilet. Just always go to the toilet.
And if you already shat yourself once, call it a day, go home.
This thing, hypnosis or something, get something some psychological help because always... It's better just to go for a poo, no matter where you are.
Yeah,
Michael, this is to you.
No, I'm famously regular.
Do you not get really uncomfortable though if the mood
the mood takes me?
If the mood takes you, do you not get incredibly uncomfortable?
Well,
if
no,
you don't
like,
go. I do.
I poo first thing in the morning.
Oh, you are regular,
and that's all I need.
Because if you do hold it in as well, you end up getting constipated. That's the other bad thing.
But I'm not holding anything in because I've emptied.
That's happened to my brother. He'll probably be thrilled about me telling him. He's now backed up for days.
Days?
Yeah, he literally can't.
So I've actually got questions about this medically. And as a nurse, I'm hoping you can help, Hannah. David is actually a nurse. So if you're backed up, like surely, like how far up can it go?
Like to your nose.
Oh, so you feel right, and that's how you start smelling it.
Eyeballs.
If it gets go brown.
Yeah.
If it gets really bad, people can like vomit feces. Yeah.
No.
But it doesn't usually get that bad. It's usually because at that point you can have lots of problems if the whole of your large intestine is backed up.
Yeah. What about the small one? Or is the small one first?
That's first, yeah.
So the small one gets filled up, then it goes to the large one. Can you keep eating?
But things can keep on going back through the sphincters. The sphincter's closed, but things can keep on going back through the sphincters.
Sphincters famously can go both ways.
People do not get that constipated. Just go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Once a day if you need
it.
It's fine. We all do it. No one gives a shit.
Well, some people can't.
Pun completely intended.
It is very alarming how many people do not know their partners have shat everywhere, isn't it?
It's more alarming, Michael. We've not heard your shit stories yet.
It's even more alarming that Hannah's had to sit there quietly and listen to all of that and read it out. I'm so sorry.
A huge thank you to you, Hannah, for joining us. Do go check her out on socials, which we'll drop in the episode description, as well as her very own podcast called Ghost Huns Podcast.
Yeah, it's a weekly podcast. We tell ghost stories and we try and contact the dead. Every single week.
Oh, sounds a bit morbid, but it is worth a listen. It's an absolute cracker. And talking of crackers, here's a good segue. If you're interested in making David's chocolate cheesecake with its hidden avocado mousse, we'll be uploading that to our OnlyFans, where there is loads of extra content to fill your eyes, ears, and stomachs with.
Yes, and in the coming weeks, we're also going to be releasing Patreon-exclusive reviews of Bake Off's holiday specials, so you don't want to miss out on that. Join us at patreon.com/stickybumboys.
Thanks for joining us, Hannah, and we'll see everyone else next week for more Traitors US, where there'll have been a murder.
See you then. Ready for the boring bit? Let's go.
The Sticky Bun Boys are not endorsed by or affiliated with Love Productions, The Great British Bake Off, or any of its subsidiaries. All views and opinions are our own.
The Great British Bake Off and all related content are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Very professional, David.
In one breath.
We're all just having a bit of fun, aren't we?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.